is Ted Kennedy. Whenever illegal aliens qualify for amnesty under the immigration laws, their wives and children should qualify too. But Senator Al Simpson disagrees. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you drive a hard bargain under the immigration laws. Last year, to deal with the festering crisis over immigration, Congress granted amnesty to all illegal aliens who have been in the country since 1982. They can become legal residents now and qualify for American citizenship in the future. The problem, Al, is that many of these illegal aliens won't come forward because their wives and children don't meet the 1982 test. As a result, they're refusing to take advantage of the amnesty. They're afraid that if they apply, their loved ones will be deported. Congress never intended that heartless result, Al. But when we tried to do the right thing and extend the amnesty to wives and children, you said no and blocked this humanitarian reform. When you go through the airports, Al, does your heart set off the metal detector?
No, but I sometimes think your noggin was chiseled out of some of that New England granite, Ted. I'm pleased to hear you speak favorably about Congress's long and successful effort to control illegal immigration and grant a most generous and humane legal status to illegal aliens who have lived in our country for 5 years. Where were you, Ted? You voted against that bill. You voted against controlling our borders and therefore voted against granting any amnesty at all to over 2 million aliens who are expected to qualify. Congress provided a generous amnesty. I supported that fully. And the bill treats the families of the qualifying illegal aliens in the same manner as the laws treat the families of our legal immigrants. I sure call that fair, Ted. We'll handle every incident you describe on a case-by-case basis. That's pretty generous, considering that they broke the law to get here and voluntarily left their own families. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to get a line on federal spending. Join us tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.